So a few weeks ago, we were in here and we had a PowerPoint. And what was our topic? Babylon. Very good. Very good. And so I had a question at the end that got the wheels turning in my mind. And I didn't see Brother Lucas for a minute or two tonight. And I was afraid he'd miss it. I'm like, Brother Lucas, your question started this lesson. So, Brother Lucas, what was your question? Do you recall toward the end of the lesson, you asked me what something was? You said, what is a... Remember? No? You asked me, what is a Babel stone? I'm like, that is an excellent question. And so I've been meditating on that ever since. What is a Babel stone? So that is what our lesson is tonight. You see over here, I've got a very simple visual. And I'm sorry, you over here are going to have trouble seeing it. So I'll do my best to explain. And I did not bring a whale teeter-totter. However, the grandbabies have a lot of fun. And I got it for $25. It was a great bargain. And okay, just saying. But it's a great box, and I've been saving it for a while because I thought maybe there'll be a lesson that I could use that. And so that's what we've got here tonight. So I want to talk to you a little bit about foundation stones before we get to Babel stones. So I compare that to building a house. So tell me, like, what is your house built on? Anybody in here have a house on a crawl space?
Dirt.
Okay. Your house is built on dirt. We'll get to that. How about a full basement? Anybody have a full basement? All right. What about a concrete slab? Anybody have a concrete slab? Okay. Stilts? No, we're not close. Anybody on stilts? Okay. So some people might have poured walls. You might have concrete walls. Is the foundation of your house essential?
Yes.
Why do we need foundation stones? Why does a house need a foundation?
It doesn't follow support.
Yeah, absolutely. What would happen if you would build directly on the dirt? Somebody told me their house is built on dirt. I would like to see it. How long has it been standing? 5 minutes? 5 days?
It doesn't stand very well. I mean, it's
the Leaning Tower of Pisa, right?
It's been there since the Great Depression.
But it's okay. But I doubt it's on dirt, right? There's probably something.
There's something,
yes. So I went on and did an internet search, and I said, because, you know, the internet knows everything. And I typed in, can you build a house without a foundation? And guess what it said? It said yes. I was like, but then in the small print it said, as long as you don't need it to stand up very long. Okay, now that makes sense. So everyone is a builder. We are building something all the time. For instance, I saw some quotes about building that might help us understand as we're doing this lesson here. And it said, education is the foundation on which we build our future. So that's why you have to get up every day and go to school, just in case you didn't know. You're building for your future. If you can't read, write, and do math, you'll be on the dirt. You'll weeble wobble. You might say, I'm building a business. You might say, I'm building bridges, especially if maybe you're not getting along with somebody. I'm trying to build a bridge. You might say, I'm building a relationship. I saw a quote that said, build a marriage that lasts a lifetime. That's a great idea. Well, what do all these building quotes mean? I also read, it's important to build up a child. So what does that mean? We're sticking Legos in there and fortifying them. What does that mean? It means that we're forming, we're creating, we're strengthening, we're building something. We might be building our knowledge. I love to learn. I love to learn new things. Sometimes I'm like, yes, I learned something new today. Usually it's something very simple that my husband thought I should have known 20 years ago. But I'm excited to learn new things, and I build on that. So sometimes it's our knowledge. We're building our knowledge. We might be building relationships. We might start a friendship, or perhaps we meet new people and it's kind of exciting and we get to know them, or we strengthen the current relationships we have, or maybe we meet a guy or a girl and we start a relationship, and that's very exciting. So we're building something there, all right? We might be perhaps even building a community. A lot of things that we're building, but to build is going to require material. We're going to need a foundation stones. So what foundation stones do you need to be educated? What do you think that you need to be educated? I hear muttering, but I can't hear words. To the corner. You need a good teacher. That's the first one on my list. You must have read my notes. Excellent. What else do we need to get a good education? We need an ability to learn. Might we need supplies? Paper and pencil? Right? What else might we need? Might need a lesson plan? A curriculum? Okay? All right. So what about if you're going to start a business? What might you need to start a business? What foundation stone is?
Something to sell.
Something to sell. You need a product or a skill if you're good at something. Somebody said money. Probably you're going to need some money to get started.
Workers.
Workers?
Lots of licenses.
Lots of what?
Licenses.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. A lot of licenses. You might need an internet presence. You might need a phone number so somebody can get a hold of you. A business card. All these little pieces that are going to have to go in to building your business. We might call them foundation stones. What if you want to build a good relationship? You want to be good friends. You want to get along with your parents. You want a boyfriend or girlfriend, or you want a healthy marriage. What stones needs to go in there? Perhaps we'd call them foundation stones to have a good relationship. Brother Evan.
Salvation.
Well, salvation would be good. You will get along much better if you're saved. That is not in my notes, but absolutely. What else?
Selflessness.
Yes, selflessness. Very good. Can't be selfish. Over. Just shout it out. I don't see the hands. Oh, Juliana, I'm so sorry.
Communication.
Communication is huge. Very good. Compassion. Patience. Any others?
Humility.
These are good stones. You better stick in there if you want to build a relationship. What about if you're trying to build up a child? What? Lots of patience. A lot of patience stones. Yes. The belt. If you're the parent, perhaps, yes, you probably have to have some correction in there. Yeah.
Bible stories.
Those are good stones. What else?
Right from wrong.
Yes. Love. Good. What else?
Encouragement.
What else? Touch, hugs. Babies respond so well to touch and being. What else? We're taking that stone back out? You decided no? All right, so these are good. Now, what if we had some faulty foundation stones in these examples? What if we had some stones that weren't going to work quite so well? For instance, what if you had a textbook that told you World War I, World War II, the Holocaust, and Vietnam never happened? Is that a faulty education stone? Yeah. Probably should probably pitch that one, all right? What about if you have a math book that tells you 2 + 2 = 5? Could that be a faulty stone in your education? If you go through life trying to prove 2 + 2 = 5 all the time, gonna have trouble, all right? What about if you have a pen that's out of ink? And that's the only one you have. That's a problem. What if you have a calculator that doesn't work?
Problem.
We have a TI-84. We probably still have it because I don't know what to do with it. TI-84, if you have taken advanced math classes, is a must. And I was very excited and it worked for several years. And now it's very strange because it like works and it doesn't. So it does all the basic things, but it doesn't do the calculus part. It's worthless. I might as well just throw it away. It's still in the cupboard downstairs. But my kids had to rent one from school because it didn't work. It was faulty. It was not a good foundation stone. So we'll have to get rid of it. What about if you're always telling people what they're doing wrong? Is that a good relationship stone or is that a faulty one? It's a faulty one. Who wants to be your friend if you're always telling them what they do wrong? I mean, once in a while, they might need help. You know, your slip is showing and those type of things. But most of the time, we don't like to be told that we're wrong continually. Pretty soon, we're like, moving on. What about if you have somebody always criticizing you and never praising you? They're burning bridges instead of building bridges, right? These are not good foundation stones for relationships. Again, I'm trying to maybe perhaps talk about literal things before we get to spiritual. Foundation stones will make you a better person. If you're getting an education, it's going to make you a better person. It's going to make you able to go out, support your family, function in society. All your life, you're having the opportunity to keep adding to those foundation stones. But right now is a critical time in your life because you're establishing your foundation. It's a critical time. What do you know to be true? What do you believe? Who are you? What's your talents and your abilities? What's your purpose and your goals in life? Brother Steve and I have probably those questions somewhat answered, but you're still in that building, that foundation building phase. And these are things that you really need to have on a firm foundation. You need strong, durable foundation stones. Now, Jesus told a story that we're all super familiar with about two builders, and they were what? The wise and the foolish. Very good. Wise men build his house upon the rock. You know that one. So when Jesus was talking about them, was he really concerned that the Jews not build their house on sand because a flash flood might come along and wipe out their house? Boy, there's just been a lot of building going on lately, and you Jews are you're having trouble, and I think you need to pay attention because this is not wise. Is that what Jesus was talking about? Of course not. What was Jesus talking about? Well, he said it in Matthew 7 and 24 through 25. He said, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, I will liken him to a wise man." Build your life on these sayings of mine is what Jesus was talking about. These foundation stones are going to help you when storms come. Now, I think literal storms are kind of neat when I'm in a safe place, of course. They're probably neat to watch and see the lightning and hear the rain on the roof. The storms of life are not so fascinating or neat to watch. And often they're going to come and they're going to be very difficult. You might have a severe illness come, or you might have financial difficulties come, or you might have somebody die that is unexpected. And you just can't quite wrap your head around why that had to happen. Or you might have storms of life that present like questions. Like, how do I know what's right? And how do I know what I'm supposed to do? And why would God let bad things happen to good people? And why is there sickness and death and pain and abuse? And how am I going to pay my bills? And how am I going to repair these broken relationships? And how can I handle the stress? There's a lot of different kinds of storms that are going to come at us. And if we're on uneven stones, if our foundation has faulty stones, we're not going to withstand those storms of life. Now, your foundation is going to determine your path. For instance, Brother Steve and I live in a rectangular-shaped house. The basement is rectangular-shaped. When they put that basement in, there's no way we're going to build an oval or a circle-shaped house, are we? You could come through, and you could see when we were building, if you would have looked at our basement, you could have said, you know, I can pretty much figure out about how big that house is going to be by looking at the foundation. The foundation stones you're picking right now to put in your foundation are going to determine what your life looks like, what path you're taking. Is it going to be a strong house? Is it going to be able to withstand things that are going to come your way? Or is it built on the dirt? In the first flash flood that comes through, you're in trouble. Again, you're in the best time of life because you're just now building. People, Brother Steve and I's age, we see them, they're having to repair or replace because they've got wrong foundation stones in there, wrong beliefs, wrong things they've put in there. They're having to shore it up. And it's never quite as good as if they put the right stone in to start with. So I want to talk about necessary foundation stones. We're going to get to the Babel stones here in a minute, but let's talk about stones that we definitely need to have. So I'm going to need a volunteer. Someone could help me. Brother CJ? All right, awesome. Come over here. I'm going to tell you what to do. All right, so what I need you to do, these are numbered. All right, so this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Then come over here. 8, 9, all right, all the way here. So when I tell you a number, all I want you to do is just pick it up and just tape it to the side of the boxes. All right? Super. All right, so Brother CJ is going to be our builder here. Our first stone is the salvation stone. That's number one. So that's definitely a necessary stone. I think we can all agree with that. Brother Evan, he mentioned that earlier. We needed that to have good relationships. Psalms tells us in Psalm 127:1, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain. 1 Corinthians 3:11 says, no other foundation can any man lay than is laid, which is Jesus Christ. So we've got to have salvation in our foundation if we're going to make it. And a lot of people are going without salvation, and they look like they're making it. But you just give it time, and I think if they were fully honest with you, they'd say, my life's not very good. My house is not very strong. It's pretty wobbly. Stress is too much. I'm having to do this to cope. I'm having to do that to cope. Alcohol's having to help me. I'm having to do drugs. I'm having to do this and do that. I can't cope because I don't have the salvation stone. All right? Next, the second stone, number two, we've got to have daily Bible reading. All right? Job 23:12 says, Job treasured God's word more than his daily bread. Not weekly bread. Not monthly bread, yearly bread, daily bread. When the children of Israel went out into the wilderness and picked up their manna, how often did they pick it up? Daily. They sure did. And Jesus prayed in Matthew 6:11, give us this day our monthly bread, our weekly bread, just at Sunday church when Brother Decker's preaching. What did Jesus pray? Daily bread. All right, so that's a vital stone we've got to have in there. So, does it say that? No. We've got continual prayer. All right, what happened to our daily Bible? And I may have gotten these out of order. I did. All right, my fault, Brother CJ. So you know what number three is. Number three is continual prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. Does that mean all day long you're on your knees with your hands folded and your eyes closed? I mean, it might be nice, but we can't do that. But you're in a continual state of prayer. You've got to be praying continually. All right? Number four. Check me out and make sure I got these right. Should be church attendance. Hebrews 10:25 tells us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. These are vital foundation stones that we need. See, we're going to study the true before we study the false. We're going to study the real foundation stones before we look at what the Babel stones look like. It's just like if you're studying the counterfeit money, I've been told they teach you what the real money looks like first, and then you can understand what a counterfeit looks like. All right, so the next one should say godly leadership. Okay, all right. Hebrews 13:17 says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls. All right, the next one should be there's one church. God has one church. Now, if there's a lot of churches, that is what? Start with a C. Confusion. And 1 Corinthians 14:33 tells us God is not the author of confusion. Also, 1 Corinthians 12:20 tells us that there is one body. So we need to get that in there. We're studying some of these foundation stones in our Saturday night youth. We've studied the name of the church, and we're going to go into some more of these. These are really important that we understand these. We can stand on them. They're firm foundation stones. All right? And the last one for this should be God's standard is holiness. 1 Thessalonians 5:7 says, God has not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. These are fantastic stones. You start getting these in your foundation, young people, and you're going to be able to withstand whatever's coming in life. But the devil, he also has some stones for sale. They're called Babel stones, and they're a lot prettier. They're a lot more colorful. If you'll come over here, Brother CJ, hopefully we'll get these in the right order. And the first one, and oh, by the way, they're cheaper. They don't cost near as much. They're easier to stick in your foundation. All right, the first one is called Salvation Your Way. You can have salvation your way. Everybody has their own beliefs. As long as you're sincere, just believe and you'll be okay. Oh, just do a bunch of good works. That'll save you. Salvation Your Way. That's a Babel stone. All right? Then there's a stone called Bible Reading Excuses. The reasons why I can't read my Bible very often or very long. Well, it's just very confusing. And God understands how busy I am. And it's really boring, so I'm just going to read a verse and I'll be fine. And by the way, the Bible was written over 2,000 years ago. It's just not relevant today. Bible reading excuses. That's a cheap, easy stone. You get up in the morning. Does anybody want to do a deep Bible study or think about it or put a lot of time into it? Nobody's flesh wants to do that, yours and mine included. We had to put forth effort. So it's easier to say, oh, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Yep. Okay, moving on. That's not going to feed you. That's not a strong foundation stone, but it's an attractive Babel stone. See how pretty those are? Colorful. They're very attractive, all right? The next one. God has many churches. Why would you say there's only one church? Go to the church of your choice. It's what the newspaper tells you, if you get a newspaper anymore. All right. I was looking online and I read diversity is a good thing. When they were talking about many churches, diversity is a good thing. And we are all just worshiping the Lord in our own way. These are Babel stones. Young people, these are stones that you're going to have people that you interact with, perhaps on the job, perhaps at school, maybe your friends, maybe some of your relatives, and they're going to try to tell you these stones are good to have in your foundation. Don't be so rigid to think that only one church and only one name is right. God loves diversity. You need to make sure you've already got that stone in your foundation and you know why it's there and what it means. The next one is church attendance whenever you can. I mean, if there's nothing else going on. Oh, by the way, they only want your money. So, yeah, church attendance. Or they might say, it's too long, too short, too loud, too quiet, too many people, too few people, too cold, too hot, seats are too soft, too hard. Must be the 2-2 church. Nobody's happy at the 2-2 church. That's people will give reasons. There's too many hypocrites. I can't go to church. There's too many hypocrites. Go to church whenever you can. Whenever you need to. Easter, Christmas, that's probably enough. That's a Babel stone. What was the foundation stone? What did the foundation stone say? Forsake not. If church is going on and you can be there and you don't go, that's called forsaking. We put that stone in there. And we learn about it, and we understand it, and we stick it in our foundation. I need to be at church. I don't know about you, but I need church. I need messages. I need encouragement. I need you. You encourage me. And I hope you need me. And if I'm at home, I can't see you, and you can't see me. Unless we do a video call, and it's just not the same thing. Those Zoom calls, they were fine during COVID shutdown, but they weren't like being in here and seeing you. We need to assemble ourselves together. But the Babel stone says, as needed. All right, there's another Babel stone says, pastors aren't needed. Now, in this day and age, people don't like to be told what to do. Worse than ever, they don't like to be told what to do. I've heard, no man's going to tell me what to do. No pastor's going to tell me how to run my life. I can hear from God. I don't need a pastor. Oh, that's just the pastor's opinion. I don't have to do that. Now, there was some Bible characters that said some things similar that were concerning, like, Moses, you just take way too much on you. Who said that? Starts with a K. I think I heard it. Korah. Moses, you just take too much on you. What happened to Korah? Was it a good ending or a bad ending? I mean, unless you like going deep in the earth and having it shut up on you. It was a bad ending. Yeah. All right. Miriam and Aaron said, hath the Lord spoken only by Moses? Doesn't he speak by us too? Same thing. Moses. God's talking to us too. Don't get so high and mighty. What happened to Miriam? Good thing or a bad thing? It's bad, right? Does anybody know what happened to her? She got leprosy. She had to go outside of the camp for a while. Yes. But the Babel stone says, pastors, not needed. They can just get up there and say some nice funny jokes and some to share some prosperity gospel and tell me how God's going to bless me, but don't put anything out too hard, because then that's just your opinion. There's another stone that's called holiness unattainable. Now we have a stone that tells us that we need to be holy. But the Babel stone says, nobody's perfect. Jesus understands. Just do the best you can. So I went on a religious website and it said, we all have to accept the fact that we can't stop sinning. I personally find that very depressing to put that in my foundation. I think I'm just going to pass. That's a Babel stone. All right, there's another one. Once saved, always saved. There's a good one. Babel stone says, as long as you just make a confession of faith and ask God to forgive you, you can never go to hell. No matter what you do from here on out, you can never go to hell. That's a Babel stone. That's a false doctrine, and it is sending many people to hell because they are not living a righteous, holy life. They're trusting. They're basing their salvation on that stone that's moving. It's not a good foundation. And the last one is the dress standard should not be so strict. Oh, that's one I've heard before. Thank you, Brother CJ. Great help. People say, God sees the heart. That's all that matters. It's in the, my heart is holy. My heart is modest. Well, if your heart's modest, guess what's going to happen to the outside? It's going to be modest too. I've actually heard some say, I can be a better witness to the world if I'm wearing the same thing they're wearing and I'm talking the same way they're talking. I've heard Christians say that. That is a Babel stone. How many in here have had somebody say to you, where do you go to church? Is it because you look like them and you talk like them and you act like them? It's because you're different. We've had people stop us at a gas station and come over. Your long hair and your long dress. Where do you go to church? But the Babel stone says, oh, that dress standard you all preach out there at the church. God doesn't care what you wear. Does he? Are you willing to base your life on these Babel stones? Are you willing to build on these Babel stones? Young people, you're building a spiritual house. Whether you're saved or not saved, we are body, soul, and spirit. We have a spirit. We have morals and ethics that we're building. And it's very important that we get the right stones. Anybody in here think it's okay to steal and cheat and lie and kill? Nobody does, do they? Those are foundation stones that come from where? The Bible. My sign up here that you can't read says, what stones are you putting in your foundation? Bible stones or Babel stones? Now, nobody in here thinks it's okay to steal, especially if you're stealing, if I'm stealing from you. You're not cool with that, are you? Are you okay with somebody cheating off your paper? No. Of course not. Those are foundation stones. We know those are vital. So let's build. We got those basics, Ten Commandments. We got some real basic Bible stones that we can agree on. Now let's add to our foundation. Let's add some more. We see here about godly leadership. And let's see about only one church. That's a big one. People are going to tell you, we're all saved. There's many roads to Columbus. There's many roads to heaven. Is that true? Don't build your house on somebody's opinion, because guess what happens with opinions? Whoop, 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 whoop. Don't build your spiritual house on your feelings, because what happens with your feelings? Whoop, 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 whoop. Feelings change every day, sometimes many times a day. You need stones that will support you for the rest of your life, foundation stones that will not move. Young people, which stones are you choosing? What builder are you buying your stones from? That's important. Proverbs 23:23 says, buy the truth and sell it not. When you know it's the truth, when you've done your Bible reading, when you've prayed and you've talked to God and you know these things are true and you put them in your foundation, you don't want to sell them. You know how valuable they are. And that foundation will be standing. Matthew 7 and 25 says, and the rains descended. We know that from the song. The rains came down and the floods came up. And the winds blew and that beat upon that house. And young people, there's going to be times in life that it's going to feel like the wind and the rains are about to take you out. That's just how life is. Hard things happen. People die when you think, why should they? When my dad died, I thought, Lord, what in the world are you doing? Surely you've made a mistake. But he knew what he was doing. But that didn't take me out. Although it was a shaking time because I had foundation stones that I was standing on. And Matthew says it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. So young people, I hope this is just a little bit of a help to you. When we talk about Babel stones, we learned about Babylon. We learned about spiritual Babylon. Babylon is a merchant. She's selling things. Who remembers Vanity Fair and Sister Karen's story? So it's like, it's kind of like a big fair and you're walking through and you go to the High State Fair and there's fair food and there's all these things to buy and they're just doing everything they can to entice you in. Smells good and looks attractive and people are having fun. That's how Babylon is. They're selling Babel stones. They're attractive. They're easy. Lots of people are buying them. They must be right. Catholic Church says 40 million people can't be wrong, or whatever number they're up to these days. And that is very, it sounds good to your ears. Babel's bidding high. Babylon is bidding high to get you to buy these Babel stones. But buy the truth and sell it not. Let's be wise, young people. But we have to do, we have to put a little effort into it. It's just like I said the other day when we were talking. I can stand up here, but Steve can stand up here. Your pastor can get up in front of you and tell you, here's the foundation stone, and it's so important. You need it in your building. You need it. You need it so bad. Please, take this stone. But just like how I was working with Evan, when I was talking with Evan. So we're going to give it to you. I'm holding it out. But what do you have to do? You have to reach out and take it. Young people, build for eternity. Build for eternity. Let's stand.